Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's radio, top part of the Sabbath day, also a high day, the seventh day of the Feast of Dedication, the seventh day of the Feast of Dedication. Also, it's a regular day and also a Sabbath day. It's both into one. Top part of the Sabbath day, regular, and a still the feast day, which is 8 days. This is number seven. And remember, the first day and the eighth day is the white garment. All in between is the royal blue. All right, Yahuwah be with you all, top part of the Sabbath day, and I got the memos, all of the five locations is ready to go for the top part of the Sabbath day, so we're going to bring our elder in, and he'll tell you all about the seventh day, the regular Sabbath day, and the high day, all of it tied into one. Remember, the Almighty Son came down into the southern kingdom called Judah, where the temple site were. And he taught for 8 days. And he was getting you prepared for what we have taught for consecutive 6 days. Two more days to go on the feast. So, but we have to make a little detour along the way. Because remember, when the children of Israel 2,000 years ago, it's things that they did know. And we don't have a clue today. They knew that they was Israelites. They knew to keep the Sabbath days, the high days. They knew the children of Israel wore fringes. They knew that they wasn't called by any other name. It ain't but one name going to get you salvation. So we have a lot of work to do, and we definitely going to do our part in it. So we're going to bring our elder in. He's going to tell you about the broadcast, top part of the Sabbath day. And we'll look at a couple of these memos we got. And we'll throw some of them on the table, then we'll get to the feast. Understand of the feast day. Let's see if we find our elder. Let me find it. All right. So when you meet our elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs. That's why I bid you that seed right.
And Yahuwah bless you, see as well to see, bro. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there. Elder Mr. Till, well, this is the day that Almighty made for the regular Sabbath, and it's also a high Sabbath day. So, this is the number seventh day of the Feast of Dedication. One more to go on the dedication, and that will be the This day is the beginning of the seventh day. Tomorrow will be the ending of the seventh day. When the sun sets, we're going to the eighth day. And them white garments and them fringes are going to be all over all six locations. So it'll take the timing. And whatever the Almighty put on you to tell this national audience, over 700,000 strong on the international side, took the time and while I spread these books out, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it's always a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners to listen to the righteous words of Yahweh. And also, that is a gift. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching. Don't bump the gum that they use for righteous learning. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live. And to you all with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Learning how to connect the Bible book to your education, your health, food you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. You do all this because you have not. This is the information that you came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahweh. We're open unto you on normal days from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those normal days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day, like today. Day is a high day, as I said, Sabbath day. Now, we do normally have a Sabbath day, and the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Now, time of that class start is 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. That website address is tribeyahweh.com. After you enter that on the search line and clicking enter, you'll see a big lion. And right under that lion, you'll see choices, one being tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking enter again, you'll see the choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, and for the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due to his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scripture 3b in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, 8, verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh online. Also for building a school, which is very well needed with the bad teaching that's going around today. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health groups we continue to speak of in this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We even have a calendar. Check that calendar out there. It will help keep you and the family and friends in tune with the Bible feast days we often describe on this program. We even have a live program. You'll find this features available during our live broadcast time. To get there, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the Truth Light, Scribing God Down. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. Well, we even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyahweh@gmail.com. The other is yahweh.israel@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions on a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. Please call and leave a message on the scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number. Call trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, we'll only hear a discouraging click, followed by a dial tone. Also, by calling this same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive a call. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here, email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many emails that most of us have seen during our program. Even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. As I said before, do not call trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our starting program, catch your entire show today after 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words to do that, Yahuwah Radio Live. When you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites and choose the program that you are logging into. At that point, any previous day on that list that you would like to listen.
Yep,
now, during our normal broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk. Paltalk, you can log into that by using your phone, tablet, or computer. Just download the Paltalk app. You'll find that we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. For Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, once again. You'll find the room will hold 50 or more participants to listen to Yahuwah's word. And on there, to answer any of the on-the-table questions we had during our program, will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, right in their shotgun. And at this time, we'll be taking no comments off the topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find the broadcast room before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pound Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But as a ending note, when we're given scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly. Remembering, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words, so we can start to do that. Just as I said, I'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right there, Elder. Thank you again. Yahuwah be with you all. This is the seventh day of the Feast of Dedication, also the seventh day of a regular Sabbath day. And Yahuwah be with you all. And remember, all the camps is prepared to do what they got to do, camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And remember one thing, the first day is the white garments. All in between is the royal blue. Remember, on the eighth day, it will be back to the white garments on that eighth day. And after day is the wrap-up of the feast called dedication. So Yahuwah be with you all. So Elder, what we're going to do, we're going to throw a few verses down on the Elder. He live inside the temple. He's spreading the books out. So what we're going to do, we're going to put a couple of verses down on the table there, Elder, and get something going on. Because we got a couple of memos. We want to answer a couple of questions that came before our death. And Yahuwah be with the young lion. The young lion, Brother Micaiah Israel, live and well all year, but he had to kind of get up on that, get that cover, get that coal out of him. So we understand that, but we know one thing: he's gonna be all ears to hear some dust says Yahuwah. So Brother Micaiah, stand tall, get that right, and properly we catch you at the bottom part of the closing of the Sabbath day, going into the eighth day. So Yahuwah be with you all. All right, so Sister Tibbs, let's see, can we get something going on this seventh day, and we have done it consecutive for six straight days. A lot of teaching on table, but we make a little slight detour because we got a couple of memos we need to answer, and we're going to take a look at that. But those still need all the help he can get from Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Help me out there, Elder Mr. Till. What's going on with Luke 12, verse 12? See, you hold that microphone for those still there. Come on. Where that old Elder Mr. Till's at?
In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12. 12 says, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right there, Elder. The righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. But we got a couple of memos we have to kind of address real quick. Because one thing about it, Yahweh made it plain that once we in order, he coming in. So if he recognizes people's in order, but what kind of order? The Bible order. The Bible order. So let's open up as we lay a little foundation down real quick there. Elder, what do it tell us in the book of Deuteronomy 22, verse 5 and 12? Let's see what Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5 and 12 tells us. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5 and 12. Elder, listen to you, Julian Clark, and get in that microphone and let this international side hear this and claim and plain understanding. Deuteronomy 22, 5 and 12. Come on.
And the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, looking at 5 and 12, I think we'll say.
Deuteronomy 22.
I stood.
Hey, Elder, make sure.
22.
22, verse 5 and 12. Deuteronomy 22. Verse 5 and verse 12. What
does
that say?
Okay, thank you for the correction, Brother Sia. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5, verse number 12. Verse 5 says, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garments, for all who do so are an abomination to the Yahweh thy Yahweh. Verse number 12 says, thou shalt make these fringes upon the four quarters of thy vesture, wherewith you cover thyself.
Mm-hmm. Now what did he say? He said, whatever came to a man, you know that fringes mean that long thing out of the pants. A woman cannot have no pants on. Now, the way society has got this job, if you got to put your hands on and do that job, okay, fine. But once you get through that job, you look right in your locker room and put that dress back on and come up out of that place. We understand you got to wear them while you at the job. Bus driver, police officer, male woman, character. You understand that? That's your character. But once your shift is over with, them hands come to the side too. Then you reach down and grab them fringes and put them fringes on, because we'll show you why you grab some fringes on, because it adds up to number 15, L, and pick up verse 37. We're going to pick up at 37 down to verse 40. Number 15, 37 down to verse 40. What do we say we can read? L, Mr. Till, come on.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 15, reading 37 to verse number 4. 37 says, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that shall make fringes on the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they should put upon the fringes on the borders a ribbon of blue. 39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the commandments, throw instructions of the Yahweh, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart or mind, and your own eyes, after which ye go a-horn. 40, that ye may remember and do all my commandments of full instructions, and be the righteous unto your Yahuwah.
Hey, so this is the order for the Almighty Yahuwah. He said, you know, it's many black nations, but he separated one nation called the children of Israel, and he separated them by being obedient to what he got on the table. Now, if we obedient to what the Almighty got on the table, once you know that you are a member of the children of Israel, then you have the blessing of Yahuwah over you. And that's what it's all about. You want to find out what is the blessing that you get. Now, the other nations don't have to do what you have to do, because it wasn't properly given to them. They supposed to watch your signs, and then they do what you do if they want the same benefit blessing. Okay, good. Got that out of the way. Now, so we're clear about the dress wear. You wear pants. You got to go to work. Put the pants on. Get your job out of the way. We can grab your dress with some fringes on and go on about your business. Because that's the blessing of Yahuwah that commands the children of Israel. It ain't for all nations. It's for the children of Israel. Now, one more thing on this memo I want to take a look at the elders. I want to look at leadership position and order from Yahuwah, Bible-wise. Let's go and take a look at Numbers chapter 27. Let's go back to leadership according to the Bible, the order of the Bible. We're going to Numbers chapter 2. Look at verse number 156. 156, and then we'll see Mother E can grab Mother E his dress. You see, I grabbed some. Don't put all the load on the hill. I got your back. We're going to Numbers chapter 27, verse 1, 5, and 6. And Mother E, Israel, out of camp 1, held me 15 through 18 waiting on me. What is there? A hill. Chapter 27, verse 1, 5, and 6. Come on.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 27, verse 1, 5, and 6, one says, then came the daughters of Zephonim and the sons of Hepher, the sons of Gilead, the sons of Machir, the sons of Manasseh, and the families of Manasseh and the sons of Joseph. And these are the names of his daughters, Ahiah, Noah, Oliah, Micah, and Tisra.
Hey, what, number five. Hey, Ella, what you read? Hey, hold on a minute, Ella, what you read? I'm in the 27th
Numbers.
Chapter of the book of Numbers, 27. Don't you read?
Chapter 2.
In the book of Numbers, 27.
Chapter 2.
What's that,
Ella?
Chapter 2.
In the book of Numbers.
Chapter 2.
Oh, two. You said 27. Okay. Thanks for the correction. I'm in the book of Numbers.
Yeah, okay. Look,
chapter
there you,
2.
There you go. There you go.
Okay,
well,
chapter
what,
2.
You on point, yo. I'm not on point. You on point. So now, you on point and 27. You on point. And that was good. I tell you what. Get down on verse 5 and 6. Wait a minute. I'll tell you what. Read 27,
okay,
verse 5
now,
and 6.
Okay, what we're doing is reading from the book. Okay, 27 or 2?
Yeah, make it 20, chapter 27 of Numbers. Give me 5 and verse 6. Try that, yo. Verse 5 and 6. Numbers 27, verse 5 and verse 6. You read verse 1 already. So skip down to verse 5.
Okay. Okay. In verse number 5, reading from the book of Numbers chapter 27, 5 and 6. 5 says, and Moses brought unto their cause before the Yahuwah. 6. And the Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We ain't getting nowhere right now. I'm in Numbers 27. And matter of fact, Mother, pick up that Bible pick up that verse 5 and 6. Make sure we're on point. Make sure fear ain't all over the place. Numbers 27, what do 5 and 6 say?
And Moses felt their cause before the Yahuwah.
Right.
Verse 6. And Yahuwah speak unto Moses saying.
And Yahuwah spake unto Moses saying. Now, what did he say, mother? And Elder, have me 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 through 15. Wait on me, Elder. Still. Now, what did he say in verse 15? 15 down to verse 18. What did Yahuwah tell Moses 15 down to verse 18?
Numbers chapter 27, verse 15 to 18. Verse 15. And Moses spake unto Yahuwah, saying, Let the Yahuwah, the Yahuwah of the spirit of all flesh, set a man over the congregation.
Wait a minute, mother. So Almighty Moses didn't know what to do because you had a lot of wise women at the time was there all the place. So Moses said he don't have Yahuwah. He said, well, when it comes down to 74 the congregation of Yahuwah, how should it be? Is it called equal opportunity or is you got anything special that we need to know? And what did Yahuwah say again?
Okay.
Verse 16.
Let the Yahuwah of the spirit of our flood set a man over the congregation.
So I don't care how smart the woman is, but when it comes down to the congregation, who will be up front?
Man.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 17, which may go out before them, which may go in before them, which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Yahuwah be not as sheep, which have no shepherd.
So if a man not running the congregation is just like what again, mother Eve?
A sheep which has no shepherd.
Regardless how many degrees you got, or how long you been in, it's still Yahuwah, let Yahuwah be a mother Z. Read that for me. Read me that Romans 3 verse 4. Let's see what the Almighty said behind that. And Romans 3 verse 4 there, mother. A, B, or Phoebe. What do Romans chapter 3 verse 4? Let's go see out. What do that say that we can read?
Romans chapter 3 verse 4.
Uh-huh.
Yahuwah forbid,
yea,
let every
Yahuwah. No, take your time. And read what you're looking at there.
Yahuwah forbid, yea, let Yahuwah be true, but every man a liar.
Every man a liar when it comes down to what Yahuwah said. This word is etched in stone. If you go to your congregation, if a woman is running, it's not the will of your mighty one. The woman got a great part to play in being a help meet to that man, but not up front, according to what we just got to read. Now come on back there, mother. Hey, mother. Read that verse 17. You read 17. Read verse 18 now.
Romans chapter 27, verse 18. And Yahweh said unto Moses, Take ye Joshua, Yeshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay thine hand upon him.
So he said, look here, you go get our older son along. Get that man ready. Because you gonna mess around and get caught in your feelings, and I'm about to kill you before you could have seen a little bit more. See, Yahuwah called the head from the gate. He knew Moses gonna get in his feelings sooner or later. You know, Peter wore Moses down. So he said, go ahead and put your hand on those Joshua, that man, and get him prepared. Let him sit up under you and learn all he can, because you don't know, I'm about to kill you real soon. See? So, why never people's bring it out. Bible say, go with the Bible. Oh, you have plenty of enemies, no question about it, but go with the Bible. So if we go with the Bible, we in business. Now, Elder Mr. Till, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 through 15, Elder Mr. Till, what that saying that we can read?
In 1 Timothy, looking at chapter 2, reading from verse 9 to verse number 15, 9 says, in the like manner also, that women adore themselves in modest apparel, and with shamefacedness and severity, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array. 10. But which becometh the woman professing godliness with good works? 11. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. 2. But I suffer not to a woman to teach, nor to observe authority over the man, but to be in silence. 13. For Adam was the first form, then Eve. 14. Then Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. 15. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved with childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and yahwaliness. With
so you say, I got something for the woman, no doubt about it. Childbearing and being a right hand to that man, be the right hand to that man. That's what he said. Now, for say be a feeding, run to Titus chapter 2. Look at first one down in verse 7. We'll get another one in, then we got that out the way. So one thing about it, we got to be clear what the Bible says. And if we apply the Bible, the Almighty's coming in. But if we do the feeble thing or the, well, I've been in this all my life, no. Let's do the Bible thing. But the one that got a great part in the ministry. So all we got to do is read a little bit to make sure we understand our position. We're going to Titus chapter 2 there. So say, A, B, or B, let's pick up 1 down to verse 7. What's that say?
Titus chapter 2, verse 1 through 7. Verse 1. But speak you the things which become sound doctrine. Verse 2. That the aged man may be sober, grave, temper, sound in faith, and charity, and patience.
So that man's got to have patience with his better half. He got to be sound and understanding what he got to do. He got to have patience, and he got to go by the scripture. That's how that man got to be. You can't be all over the place, all over our head, guys. You got to be a scripture man. You got to be a Yahwali man.
Yeah.
Now, he's a Yahwali man. Come on, sister A, B, or B. Let's read a little bit more. A little bit louder.
Verse 3. The aged woman, likewise, that they be in behavior of becoming righteous, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Verse 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Verse 5.
Call that point. So that's a big responsibility. For them teenagers to make those kids, trying to get middle buses, they make them so out of on nerves after they're against the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, I stop. So a woman got a great position. Is to teach the young women and the young boys how to be in order. So first fulfill that role. Then you upon the will of Yahweh. Make sure them grandbabies, make sure them cousins, nieces, understand the scripture. Make sure they understand what's going on. You got a great responsibility. You wasn't created to be in front of that man. To be behind that man. And when that man, what that man needs, the Yahwali man, you're going to be there to deliver. but you're supposed to watch the little young green kids coming up.
Yeah.
And make sure you got them in check according to the word of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Read a little bit more.
Verse 5. Obedient to their own husbands, that the word of
Yahweh
be not blasphemed.
And a woman got to be obedient to this man. Be obedient. That's why you got to make sure you ain't got no slick work. Make sure it's a Yahweh man. You don't want that song to get called a slick work because it goes out the window. See, you just can't make a appearance judgment, make a righteous judgment. Make sure the man you with is a Torah keeping Yahweh man.
Yeah.
Then he gonna treat you right. Not old good paying $500,000 a year man and no need winking his eyes on the corner, got his hat cocked to the side. What about playing that? That's why a lot of teaching got to be done. We got to spot the crook coming down the street.
Yeah.
But no, that ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work with y'all because that's money made. He not a Yahweh man. He don't keep the Sabbath day. He don't keep no feast day. He hollered Lord God and Jesus. No, he out all everywhere. Now, if you want to avoid punishment, you listen to anointing leadership. But if you go on to your building, don't get your building hurt then. We tell you what to do. I said, we come on airways 6 nights a week. There's no question we cannot answer biblically why. Give us some time. We'll show you what the Bible says.
Yes.
And we stand on the Bible. We got no special agenda on anything. We are just saying Yahweh Bible teaches. Read with them up.
Titus chapter 2, verse 6. Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded. Verse 7. In all things, showing yourself a pattern of good work in doctrine.
That was Paul was raised from the womb. Let me tell you, see, where was Paul raised? mother of Moses. Let's find out what was Paul raised in the womb to take care of his business, Galatians chapter 1, 15 and 16. Now the WCC, the World Council of Churches, 500 million members said, where it is. Well, what we do, we just see where it's at. According to Mother Z, Israel, C. Ryan, live at Camp 1, and you go on to Galatians chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. You want to crop there, Mother E, Mother Z, Israel, come on.
Galatians chapter 1. Verse 14 and 15. Verse 14 and church. They prophet.
Yahweh the Father's Son in him. 7, he says, he said, the reason I was born is because we knew the Son was going back to be on the right hand. But he had his man Paul born from the womb to reveal the Father's Son in him. So everything Paul saying, he was created to say what he didn't ready to say. That's the point we make. So now, come back again, that mother, because I'm looking at that 113, and now I'm seeing plainly that 113 and 1 Timothy, come back to that 113. I'm looking at it real, look at it real carefully, that mother. I'm looking at that 113 real carefully. So Paul's going to make a confession. 113 again, come on.
1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound.
No, we ain't reading about 1 Timothy 1:13. Just back up to 1 Timothy. I knew something about it. I know I'm hearing something saying 1:13, but I know I ain't getting my reading right.
I ain't reading
1 Timothy 1:13. 1 Timothy 1:13. What did it say that mother? He said, I could kill you anytime. So you don't never know when I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
He said, look at it. So you're supposed to, every time you deal with this man called Yahweh, your creator, he said, your time is always. He knew his time.
Yeah,
but you don't know your time. So don't drag your feet on Yahweh's business. What the man tell you to do, if the light turn on, let the same thing pause. It's ignorance out there. I didn't know that the Bible say I gotta keep Friday night to Saturday night. I thought I'm gonna keep Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought you can go to a man and confess your sin to him.
Yeah.
Well then we go back to this and see what he said behind all that too. So now once the light is turned on, that's up to you. So if you wanna remain around a confession booth, talking to a man is that son, your sin is forgiven, then you go right ahead. But the Bible ain't going to, because look what said they defeated in the ninth chapter. See, the Bible will give you all of what you do. And men, once the light is turned on, just make a definite call to the Bible. Now, in the ninth chapter, verse 1, the Almighty Son ran into the leader of the known world. And let's see how he addressed that right there when he said in Matthew chapter 9, verse 1. So say, be a feeder. Give him more audio and come on.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. Verse 2. And behold, they brought to him a sick man of palsy, lying on a bed. And that's why the son, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of palsy, son, be of good cheer. Your sins be forgiven you.
So this is the part there, you, my son, your sin is forgiving you. But now keep reading. What is that next?
Verse 3. And behold, certain of the scribes said therein, that within themselves, this man be blasphemous.
Yeah.
Verse 4. And that's why the son, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think you evil in your mind?
In the day he said a word. Yahweh picked their brain with their mouth closed.
Yeah.
He said, look here. He said, why y'all thinking evil in your mind?
Yeah.
See, this man got the power to know you can have your back turned. He knows what you're talking about. He know what you're on.
Mm.
He said, why are you thinking evil in your mind? When I told that man, hey, your sin is forgiven. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 5, Matthew 9, verse 5. For whether is easier to say, your sins be forgiven you, or to say, arise and walk. Verse 6. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins.
He said the Son of Man got the power on earth to forgive men. The Son of Yahweh the Father, he got that power to forgive man. A man can't forgive no other man.
Right.
So if you run around to a confession booth and getting on your knees, getting rain, then dang, you're not doing Yahweh's will. See, now once the light turn on you, you got to say, in ignorance I did. Now if the light turn on you, and you see that that's out of order, and you continue to do it, that's up to you then. That's when your clock starts ticking. No, you don't confess to no other man. Because your sin will not be forgiven. As a matter of fact, he makes it plain. Let me show you exactly how plain he makes it. Now watch this. Mother Israel. What do we say in Matthew 12:31-32? 36, 37. Now listen to this, what the Bible says. See, you once you find out that what you have been doing all your life, your brother, your sister, your mama been doing wrong, and you can read the verse to show them what they're wrong, then you can hide a multitude of your sins. But they got to come clean the same way Paul did in 1 Timothy 1:13. He said, I've done a lot of things, but in ignorance I've done it. But once the light was turned on, Paul was one of the, he turned good at work better than he's done wicked.
Yeah.
You see? See, once the light turned on, make a difference according to the Bible. You don't go to no confession group and tell no man what you did. Yahweh, that's not in the Bible.
Yeah.
And that's why they jump Yahweh in the mind by saying, this man ain't got no business on he forgiving sin. But Yahweh knew the man's thought. See, what's wrong with you, man? Yes, I do. The Father gave me that. Read.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, 37.
Yeah, what is that, Mother E?
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Wherefore say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto man. But the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto man. 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
He said, let me tell you something. If you find out the truth that man or woman do not go be going to your confession booth and tell them anything, and you know you can read, that's going to happen. Because ain't no righteous spirit told you to do that.
Yeah.
That was the wicked spirit who said the devil told you that.
Yeah.
Now, once you know it's clear that's not correct, it's up to you to help your loved one, but start by helping yourself. You cannot. No man can bless you unless the Almighty Son gets permission from the Father and allows it to happen. So if you put any money in a confession booth, if the light turn on, you probably say 1 Timothy 1:13. In ignorance I did. But now I'm going to make a correction. Got it? Good. Now watch you say in verse 36, 37.
Matthew chapter 12. Verse 36. But I say unto you that every hour word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Verse 37. For by thy word I shall be justified, and by thy word you shall be condemned.
Is that your own mouth? It's going to mess you up. By your words, you're going to be justified when you repent and put that thorn down off the light turn on. Or by your dying words, it's going to burn you in the fire. Now let's get a precept on that, Mother D. Let's get a precept on that. And A.B. Ephesians, let's see what they pull these verses from in the 43rd chapter, verse 25 down to verse 28 of Isaiah. 43, 25 to 28. But man's mother, see, Israel, going to take a look at what the Almighty says in St. John chapter 12. And we're going to listen to what he says. We're going to read one verse what he says. Now, do you believe what he says? Let's see what he says. St. John 12, and pick it up at verse number 48. Yeah, give me a little more audio. And that's noise. And tell Mother D, give me more audio. Okay.
Saint
12, 48.
St. John, chapter 12, verse 48.
That's it.
Okay. St. John, chapter 12, verse 48. Verse 48. He that rejected me and received not my word as one that rejected him, The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the
the same words you hear me tell you, it's going to be the same thing that judge you at the last day. So make a judgment according to the Bible. Don't let nobody tell you, well, sister, you remember when we were, when we did, yeah, I remember what we, but now, my light I'm turned on now.
Yeah.
I can read that that was out of order. Mm. It's up to you now to make a judgment according to this book. Or you going to tell me to put that book down. Mm. We'll find out what they're going to say. Now what we read, now watch this. Now, let's see where all this came from. A, B, or B. What it says in the 43rd chapter, verse 25, down to 28. Listen to this. But the is the big boss man. Now, A.L., tell me how that word called an archdiocese. What that word means that we can read? That's the national order to hear what that word means. And I want to touch on that just a little bit, too. Because of our time, we know everything. See, we've been, see, remember, them 7 days and our feast days, and these 8 days, see, remember, when Yahweh came to teach the children of Israel 2,000 years ago, you knew about the feast days. You knew all this. Right now, we don't even know about the feast days, Sabbath day, friends of land, keeping the Sabbath day, the order of man and woman, how to bring families back together for the Yahweh. We got a big job ahead of us. So, and we need to be on every broadcast it is. So again, those that got the education to look down on the world scene of the computer, radio, let's find out what can we get voices of the two Israelites, either live on this broadcast or delayed broadcast. We need to be everywhere. See, don't worry about, listen, the Almighty made it plain, A.B. or Phoebe, and 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. He made it plain already in 2 verse 9. Every outlet is ill. We need to be there. So those that know how to go up and pull up stuff, find out what is broadcast to be delayed, ran, or simultaneously hooked in at the same time. Or rebroadcast another time. We need to be everywhere. You want to James 5:20, then get busy. Take care of man's business and get your blessing. Matthew 25:21. All you want out of Yahweh is way of God, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over little things, I'm going to make you faithful over a lot. We on Pal Talk, Blog Talk, Facebook. That ain't enough. We should be everywhere. This message is going to stand with anybody's teaching hands down. So who going to get this? Who going to make the call and say, I'm working on something. I'm getting this together. I'm checking the list now. I'm seeing that over at WBON 1690, they got a lot of open slots. If they got open slots on there, let's get in there too. But you got an old lot of, they call it the voices of the Negro. What voice of what Negroes there? Ain't no voice of them voices of the Israelites. So we need to be there too. Everywhere somebody has a broadcast on, our broadcast needs to be there and watch how the people gravitate to it, because you come up to the last day. We need to know, and that's what we tell you plainly. Yahweh have put north, east, south, west blank around the temple. It's time to get in where you've been at, land, to grow our own food. Banquet hall, so we can shake them up and shake them down. School, so we can teach. Huh? We need this. Radio station. So when the WCC and the Latter Day Saints get mad at O'Sear, they cut me off. You see what they do? They'll cut you off too. That's how they roll. Here, we'll cut you off that night. Well, that's up to you. But what we saying here is the bottom line. It's time now to be about this man's business. You want your blessing? Then whatever talent you've been blessed with, let's put it in motion. Land, school, banquet hall, radio station. Let's get something going on for our loved ones before they get duped of what's going on right now. You got it? Good. All right. These my grandbabies. They everywhere now. I see grandbabies coming in everywhere. Coming in right now. What we read? Yeah. See, get them grandbabies with some Yahweh in their mouth. And get that Lord God and Jesus out their mouth. Write it down. Lord God and Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, where we at? Where we read? Where's that? Where we read?
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
Okay, what is it?
Verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the mind of men. The things that which Yahweh
said, you think you got something going on. He said, you didn't got a clue. He said, your eyes ain't even seen what I got ready for you if you do right. He said, your ears ain't even heard what I got prepared for you if you do right. That means you do your boss business. Everything you see now here is temporary. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, it's going to come to nothing. Then you were standing before Yahuwah and said, well, I got the world right. And Yahuwah said, what about me? Did you get me right? I spoke through the seer's mouth to tell you it's time to roll your sleeves up and get busy and Yahuwah. That's why the grandbabies everywhere around. And they can beat you saying Yahuwah. You know why? Because we train them the right way. You bring your child up in the true name. When they're among others, they don't get caught up with that stuff. They understand what's going on. That's what the school is for. You gonna get in when you fit in there, or you gonna sit on the sidelines and be all you. So where we at? Did you read it already? Yeah, read it. Hey, but give me that word called Godly. What's that word mean,
Elder?
G-I-O-S-E-S-E-S. What's that word mean? How about this?
Archdiocese. I read from the CollinsDictionary.com. It reads, an archdiocese is the area over which an archbishop has control.
The archbishop got control. That means that's that pope.
Yeah.
He got control, and he appoints other bishops. That's what he do. So his job is to appoint bishops, but I want to know one thing. Do the Bible support that? The archbishop supposed to appoint bishops all over the country. But I want to know one thing. Do the Bible support that? That's what it's supposed to be. Or if you pull it from something else and put your name on it. And how you do that? You go in the Bible and research. Let's go to Mother E. Let's run to Exodus 3:15. Let's see exactly what's going on in Exodus chapter 3, verse 15, 16. And Mother D of Israel, have me verse 18 waiting on me. Do it. Exodus chapter 3, 15 and 16, third chapter. Come on there, Mother E. Let's find out, do the bishop supposed to be the one to have his mouth going, and he the one to do all the appointing of bishops. Let's see, do the Bible support him. So, my people get very happy when they got to go and stand before the Pope and he appoints you for this. But is he doing that according to the Bible? Oh, he's doing it through traditions of men. We're going to find out. We're going to Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Mother, he Israel. Come on.
Look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. And Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall the say unto the children of Israel, the Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Verse 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, the Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done unto you in Egypt.
But wait a minute. Now he said, go and get the Pope, and the Pope go and get some bishops. Did he say that? So that word Pope and bishop have taken place according to the Bible. The letter. It's going to be the elders of Israel.
That's
right. All going to be having mouth going is according to the Bible, the elders of Israel.
Yeah.
And that's what we just got to read.
Right.
What does verse 18 say, Mother D of Israel?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 18. And they shall yourself hearken, listen.
And the animal spoke, do what?
Listen to your voice.
Go ahead and read.
And you shall come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt. And you shall say unto him, Yahweh of Israel has met with us. And now let us go, we beseech you, 3 days' journey into the wilderness.
Now these people said, Lord Jesus of Christian. Lord Jesus Christ Christian, huh? Mm-hmm. No. We both said that. The Yahweh of Israel have sent me to you. And the elders was with him. This is when you're doing Bible. And you want the blessing of man, continue to do what you're doing. You want the blessing of Yahweh, let's do some Yahweh business. Hey, mother, D.F. Israel, what it says in Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. And A, B, and Phoebe have me 2 and 3, down to verse 25. Numbers chapter 11, 16 and 17. Look at A, B, and Phoebe have me 23 on verse 25.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 and 17.
Numbers
chapter 11, verse 16. 16 and 17. verse 16. And Yahweh said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel.
Wait a minute. What did he say?
Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel.
So, according to him, in day beside day, they'll call him a racist. He said, go get me 70 men of the children of Israel.
Yeah.
Elders of Israel.
Yeah.
It was 17 more nations around.
Yeah.
But no, but it don't work like that when the Bible opens.
Yeah.
This thing's about Israel, for Israel, and to Israel.
That's right.
We got to know that.
I know it's to be the elders of the people.
Yeah.
And officers.
Right.
Over them. And bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation,
right,
that they may stand there with you.
Right.
17. And I will come down and talk with you there.
Mm-hmm.
And I will talk, I will take of the Spirit which is upon you and will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bear it not yourself alone.
So we know sooner or later they will come all over the known world. And the spirit that you see that the seer got, the elder got, is going to be contagious.
Yeah.
It's going to reach everywhere.
Yeah.
So we know how it's going to happen. So what we're doing the groundwork to show you the rules.
Mm.
Now if you want to follow these rules, come on in. But if you want to come in and talk to Christians and Islam and Judaism, that got no place with this Bible. And Revelation 1:17 through 19 and 4:1, did none of that exist. He told John to write the hereafter.
Yes.
He mentioned nothing about a Christian. He mentioned nothing about Islam or Judaism.
Mm.
All that came after the manuscript was closed in 96 A.D. That got nothing to do with your mighty one in hell. You got to have your right turned on. And then once you got your light turned on, apply the Bible.
Hallelujah.
See what the Bible says, 23, down to verse 25. So the A, B, and C, what does it say?
Numbers chapter 11, verse 23 to 25. Verse 23. And Yahweh said unto Moses, is Yahweh's hands waxed short? You shall see now whether my word shall come to pass unto you or not. Verse 24. And Moses went out and told the people the word of Yahweh, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. Verse 25. And Yahweh came down in a cloud and spake unto him, Moses, and took the
spirit that was upon him, Moses, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, the 70 elders, they prophesied and did not speak.
Yeah. So there it is right there. So that's how it works. So our labor's not in vain. So we don't know how they're going to come, but one thing about it, they got to have a blueprint of how to come. Can't just come because the pocket belongs with your pocket. Yeah. You got to make sure you bring the word of the Almighty on the table and be prepared to either add on to what you got. And like the elder about to say on the network, don't come to teach. You can't come teach us nothing. We do the teaching. So every time we're going to show you what the Bible says,
right.
Not what traditions of men say. Now, Mother E. Israel, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, let's see with things in order, let's see how the world folks respond upon the children of Israel. How do you folks respond when the fear is in your community?
Hallelujah.
Let's see what the Bible says in the 16th chapter, verse 4 and 5. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 4 and 5. Mother E. Israel.
1 Samuel chapter
16, verse 4
and verse
5.
Verse
4.
And Samuel did that which Yahweh
did, and come to Bethlehem. So Samuel done what Yahweh said, and then he headed to Bethlehem.
Yeah.
A part over there in Judah. So he went over there and a part in Judah somewhere. Because Yahweh told us to get over there. I got some business for you to take care of. Samuel is here. Go ahead. 29, verse 1. Let me show you the order thing.
Went about all Galilee.
Doing what?
teaching and their
teaching. That's what we got to do to fix it on the temple. We got to teach, not to be taught. We got to teach. We got to go everywhere. We'll be on every broadcast. We got to be on every broadcast. If we know Yahweh is in front of us and behind us, we need to be on everybody's broadcast. So those that got an idea what's going on, get the list together. Make the call. We got to get this message to get our blessing. And on every network it is, the time is at hand. But I know you don't pay no bill, no never mind. That's what you do. You don't pay no bill, no never mind. Okay. Keep it up. What are we reading at?
Mm-hmm. And preaching the covenant of the
king. And he was preaching the word of the king. Now, let's see if Paul doing things different, ABFB, in Acts 28. Let's see if Paul, we're about Pauline doctrine now, okay? Let's see if Paul doing things different in 28 chapter, verse 30 and 31. Let's see what Paul was talking about. Back up with Mother Eve and Mark 1:15, and she and Mother D of Israel held me down at 7:25. Wait a minute. Confess yourself to the man that's probably got long hair, you know, he's contrasting the Bible.
Yeah.
And I can go further with that, but I don't believe that like this, but I want to come get my way in a minute. Now, so, you can't do that. Don't do that. Repent. That's wrong. I ain't falling down before no man, tell no man nothing. I'm going to tell all my family the same thing. That's wrong, my family. I thought we got a long line of being up in that pavement. But the light has been turned on me.
Yeah.
And my job is to help you. For the resurrection. Now, mother. Now, what about that thing? That thing,
chapter
7. I'll tell you what, before you read that 25, mother, read the verse 18 to get warmed up. Verse 18.
James chapter 7, verse 18. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever.
The saints is going to take the kingdom. So now if you're a saint, that's another lesson, 148:14 from our children of Israel, you're going to take over the saints through the way. And when you get hold to it, you will possess them. How long ever?
Forever and ever.
Get down verse 25.
Verse 25, Daniel chapter 7, 12. And he shall speak great words against the Most High.
And that's what the world is doing now. They're speaking great words against the Most High.
Yeah.
They're saying that they the one. They the one. Go ahead.
And shall wear out the saints.
That they don't wore out the children of Israel, one you call African American Negro.
Yeah.
They don't wore you out.
Yeah.
You believe it. Remember the young lady we played one day last week, her spirit is broke. She said, I'm a nigga and my kids gonna be a nigga.
Yeah.
You see the thing? I mean, white folks just been so good to me because she don't have the history of nobody. It's just because she was the one that was come down to you. But you gotta understand something, A, B, and B. And Luke, hold that part. In the book of Luke, it changed some things over in the fourth chapter. We gotta read it. And Luke chapter 4, it makes it plain. And what you say that we can read in 4, and we'll pick it up around about Luke chapter 4. And we're gonna pick it up around about verse number 9.
Chapter 4, verse 9.
Well, that's why I'm picking my pick it, make it plan. Pick it at verse 5 and 7.
Luke chapter 4, verse 5 through 7. Verse 5. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
The devil taking up on the side up and showed him all the kingdoms. In a moment of time. He seen pass up. Showed him kingdom pass up. Go ahead.
Verse 6. And the devil said unto him.
And the devil said unto Yahweh,
all this power will I give you.
He said, all this power. And that will be a little power.
Right.
All this power I give you. What?
And the righteousness.
And what?
And the righteousness.
And what word is that? The greatness of it. The greatness of it. Ain't nothing right you would say that it is. Greatness of this world I'll do for you. Go ahead.
And the greatness of them, for that is delivered unto me.
He says, the greatness of this world has been given to me. Beverly Hills, give me another big old
California.
California, give me another one. Crescent Hill, all this stuff was given to me. All these big places where I get you $1 million houses and stuff, and you got to pay $250,000 in taxes. As soon as you get out of here, your grandbaby's going to lose it. They ain't pay none of that.
Right.
So you're going to lose it anyway. Go. Go ahead.
And to whomsoever I will give it.
And to whom, and I can give it to whoever I want to give it. But I got one stipulation. I can give it, listen, it is mine to give you, but I got one stipulation. What's that idea, baby?
Verse 7. If you therefore will worship
day, don't keep no peace day. Just fill the sidelines, send no doctor today. Because you know that. You are on the grip of Satan the devil. You see that? So now, you finish it up?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's go to Matthew chapter, let's start off Mother Eve. We're going to Matthew chapter 19. We'll get about 3-4 more here, we'll get out of the way. I'm going to wrap back. Because I got to answer this request about, I want peace of being saved. What for me? Mother has been saved. What's the true back and finish for a mother had a fetus? And that Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Give me that whole 25.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High.
Yes.
And shall wear out the saints of the Most High.
Yep.
And things to change times and laws.
Yeah.
And they shall be given unto his hand unto a time and time and the dividing of
them. So he said they're going to change the time in the law.
Yeah.
And they're going to tell you that days end at 12:01. But Yahweh's time is the sunset. When the sun goes down, that's when Yahweh's time to change the numbers when the sunset. They're going to change it to 12:01. I don't see no change in no 12:01.
Yeah.
When 12:01 comes, you don't see no change in nothing. It'll stay the same.
Yeah,
you ain't going to go. And now, they're going to change the time and the law. If they're written in the Bible, you're going to pay it on never mind. Now watch it say in verse 27.
Daniel 7:27. In the kingdom and the dominion of the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
Now, wait. The kingdom that the saints will possess forever and ever is going to be above the clouds. Yes. Where are you going to be there, Jacob? Where are you going to be, Colossians? Under the heaven. You ain't going no up and away. That's from Satan the devil. Ain't no one want to go back where he came from. The kingdom's going to be given. You're going to be under the heaven. Where will your foot at right now? That's where the kingdom's going to be at, where your foot at right now. That up and away in a rapture from Satan the devil. Here go here, verse 27, and the kingdom and dominion kingdom under the whole heaven. This is going to be given to the children of Israel. Under. Do you know what the word under means? Why are you running up for the kingdom? You always have to put on it now. It's got to be returned over to you. Take out of hand and pay. That's all. But this is where you're going. So you got that book of bad tax tonight. You better do right. Because you ain't going to be wrapped away. I don't want to go past up and away. No, that's the same devil.
Yeah,
your kingdom is on the earth. Yeah. And if you read 1, 5, and 6 of Acts, we're not going to read it. Peter asked the same question. Are you going to restore the kingdom back to Israel again? Yeah. He didn't know this up and away. He said,
yeah.
Now, mother, Israel, give me that Matthew chapter 19 and start it out real quick. Matthew
19:16.
16 out of verse 22. Put the audio with
it. 16:22.
16:22. Hey, Mother Israel, Mother Israel, Mark chapter 10 verse 17. We'll read a bit.
Matthew chapter 9.
The Mother Jesus had me Luke chapter 10, 25 to 26.
Matthew.
Oh, I could see him glad. Because everything I go to say is my last. It can be your last.
Hallelujah.
I don't hold him back no punch. The thing is about getting in where you've been in there. And we tell him, boy, Yahweh, I say, Yahweh, I'll give it all I got. Mm-hmm. I mean, they ain't paid to see it, no never mind, but I still told him.
Okay.
is in heaven and comes and follow me.
He said, you have treasure in heaven. Yeah. See, that's what you want to be. You want to make sure you got insufficient funds in heaven.
Yeah.
See, you mess around and put your card in and come back insufficient on the earth and you have a fit. Yeah. But you don't have a card saying, I'm coming to the kingdom. If you don't have nothing stored for your life, you don't have insufficient funds, and you're going to the back.
Yeah.
22.
Right.
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful.
Why did he do that?
For he had great possessions.
You do that. So you let your great possessions keep you from the king. You gonna have your great possessions. When Yahweh makes a plan, what you're going to do with your great possession, my fact. Now, help me out real quick. Mother, you got your great possession. I know the man says that you're going to lose your great possession. Matter of fact, give me 17, verse 11, first king. Let me show you what you're going to do with your great possession. 17, 11, first king. Let's see what you'll do with your great possession. Let's see what the Bible says you'll do with your great possession. Let's see what the man John says. 1 Kings 17:11. You got great possession, huh?
1 Kings 17:11. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray you, a morsel of bread in thine hand.
So the field, look here. Want to bring old field a morsel of bread in your hand. Well,
verse 12. And she said, as Yahweh, your Yahweh liveth, I have not a cake.
Yeah, as Yahweh live, I got not a cake, go ahead.
But an handful of meal.
All I got is a handful. I'm on a fixed income.
In a barrel.
Go ahead.
And a little oil.
And all I got is a little oil.
And a cruise.
And a little cruise.
And behold, I am gathering two sticks.
So I'm gathering two sticks.
That I might go in and drank it for me and my son.
For me and my son.
That we might eat it and die. Verse 13.
Yeah, what?
And Elijah said unto her.
And what did Elijah say to them? Hear him speak.
Fear not.
He said, fear not. Go ahead.
Go and do as you have said.
He said, go do anything you say you're going to do. Go do what you say you're going to do.
But make me, therefore, a little cake first.
But Phil said, do what?
Bring me the cake first.
Bring me my portion. What kind?
First. And bring it unto me. And after,
then after,
make for you and for your son.
Then you go do what you got to do after you got nine off the top. What order?
First.
Ready.
14. Well, thus says Yahweh.
Oh. Now, he don't brought Yahweh in the picture.
Well, thus says Yahweh of Israel.
What did Yahweh of Israel say?
The barrel of meal shall not waste.
He said, the barrel of meal is not going to waste.
Neither shall the cube of oil fail.
It ain't nothing going to fail.
Until the day that Yahweh sent his rain upon the earth.
Go ahead.
15. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah.
And she went and done according to the saying of Elijah.
And she and
she.
And her whole house
did eat many days. Now, she looked at my ball and I thought she said, what is verse 20?
now by this.
By this.
I know. That thou art a man of Yahuwah. And that the word of Yahuwah in your mouth is true.
See, sooner or later, you got to make a deal, so never mind. But sooner or later, it'll come to you and say, listen, nigga, why don't I just follow the Bible saying? Let me just talk the Bible saying. You watch this? Now, Mother East. Now, let's see where all that came from in Genesis chapter 28. Genesis 28, verse 29 and verse 22. Genesis chapter 28, verse 29 and verse 22. This is for this national audience. Understand one thing. You're going to have to wait 6 nights a week. Land, school, and baseball should have been here by now. Here, where you fit in at. Because you're going to be able to take all that with you. And the land baby is going to crap it up as soon as you. They're going to pay them taxes on that big old house you got. Now, Captain. You know, the title's in the draw. Yeah, but you hold up on the land forever. Mm-hmm. What you reading that, Mother East?
Genesis chapter 28, verses 20 to 22.
Yeah, what'd that say?
Verse 20. And Jacob bowed and bowed.
Yeah, Jacob bowed and bowed.
If Yahuwah will be with me,
and will
keep me in the way,
and will keep me in the way,
that I should go and will give me bread to eat.
And Yahuwah will give me bread to eat,
and raiment to put on,
and he make sure I got clothes on my back, right?
Verse 21. That I come again to my father's house,
and I come to my father's house,
and see, in Jerusalem. Yahuwah be my Yahuwah. Verse 22. And this stone which thou hast set for a pillar,
shall
be Yahuwah's temple. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the
tenth unto thee. So he said, all that you put in my possession, how much was he going to pull off the top?
The tenth.
You're going to pull it right off the top. Well, I'm gonna pull a tip and make sure you got that. Then I'm gonna take care of my bit. Come on, Mother Z. Back to Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7, that Mother Z. And find what it says in verse number 6.
Hebrews chapter
7,
verse
6. Yes. 6 and 7. And A.B. or B, you have me 8 and 9. 8, 9, and 10.
Hebrews chapter 7.
6 and 7. And A, B, and 8 through 10. We're going to get one more in, and then we'll get on out of the way.
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 6 and 7. Verse 7. But he is. Hebrews chapter 7, the book of Hebrew political Hebrew, chapter 7, verse 6 and 7, verse 6. But he who sin is not counted, but he who is sin is not counted from them receiving tithes of Abraham and blesses him that has the promise.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. And without all
contradiction,
the less is less of the better.
So Abraham understood that Paul is quoting what Abraham did. Paul made sure that the children of Israel know, unless you fell in Abraham, then what's your problem?
Verse 8 through 10.
Oh, yeah.
verse 10. Mm-hmm. For he was vexed in the mind of his father. Yahweh the son met him.
Hey, that means whatever time back in the day, using the laws of the people, it is still in effect, and that was Paul was letting them know this. When Abraham and Isaac and Jacob did back in the day, using the laws of the people, they were blessed by doing the will of Yahweh. We will be blessed. For you, our eyes have not seen, and our ears have not heard, but Yahweh got planned for us. What we got to do? Land, school, banquet hall. These children out here is a mess. They need a place to be sent to and sit down and learn something. They need it. And they need to learn by voice. Oh, I can't hear nothing now. Don't got sound around here on that. That's what I'm about teaching. All I can go to do is Michael. Like, this is on the camera. We can help yourself and your little woman. Now give me that look. Who got that look? No, no, give me that Mark chapter 10 and 8, mother, think of that 10 down to verse 21 and mother.
Chapter 10 to 21.
Yeah, and mother. And then they'll see this 22 down to verse 27. I got two more to go. Mark 10, 17 to 21. Come on in, mother.
Mark 10,
You out there get poor. Because you can't keep on saying yourself getting rich, get richer. You got to say it to the poor. Who the poor is? 14:32.
Transgressing against Yahweh, you ain't got nothing coming. Call you if you understand the covenant. He gonna call you and say, I've been out all
He looked an eyeball to eyeball with many other words and said what?
And exalted Satan.
And said what?
Save yourself.
What did it say? Who?
Save yourself.
You got to save yourself.
Yeah.
From this fine part generation.
You got to save your, you can't save your brother.
Yeah.
You can't save your daughter, your mother, your sister. You got to save yourself. That's what you got to do. Let your light shine. You can't worry about this. If you hope they come and they don't come, you still got to break out one and leave. Can't say when they come or not. Come on, mother. Give me my last verse of 3:19.
Acts 3:19.
That's what he say.
Repent you.
Well, what did he say to your mother?
Repent you.
Repent.
Therefore, and be converted.
And repent. And be converted.
That your sin may be blotted out.
That your sin will be blotted out. That means whatever you have did for the last 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, he'll wipe all that out. This ain't about the audience. The day when you hear this man, come. I'll be waiting around. Come now. I'm way up in, I'm 75 foot. So what? That's why the son had Moses. God's ministry at age. He still gave him 40 years. Repent. Pray.
When the time of repentance shall come, I'll be present. I'll be your brother.
He said, you better repent before he check it out. When a man comes, it will be no glory to you. I don't care if you want to 101. If you still hear this message, repent, keep the law. Get in contact with the Six Anointed Camp, 224-600-5579. We have locations to want to close the ministry. Get in, have big ears and little mouth. And on that note, from turn over to our elder, we need to teach out of Cap 1. Elder, y'all got. Y'all, my picture has been right.
Well, bless you, Chief, really, to see you right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we in the, seventh day of the 18th speech. Now we get ready to close it out with a bang, right? That's the way we do it at BOTTY, right? We start it off with a bang and we close it out with a bang. But let's keep it a few things. Mother E, get it in. Let's look at Luke chapter 12. Put a few on the table, then it'd be time for us to shut this one down. Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Mother Israel,
see you. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, read. Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, when the
life of
spirit sets you
in the same hour, but you are protected. We have BOTTY, we believe in. And in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So let's get an eye view of the righteous minister spirit taking care of this business. Mother of Israel, according to Daniel chapter 8. Let's see how the minister spirit, how he come in, and what is the program that he on. The book of Daniel chapter 8, Mother, let's pick it up at verse number. Let's pick it up at verse number 15, let's read down to verse number 3. Verse number 18, Mother Z is a zero. Daniel chapter 8, verse 15 to 18, Mother Z is a zero.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 15 to 18. Daniel chapter 8, verse 15 to 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15. And it come to pass, when I, Daniel, heard, had, and it come to pass, when I, Daniel, heard, had seen,
the vision.
So Daniel said he peeks and things. And thought of the matter.
Thought for the meaning.
And thought for the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
death stood before me as the appearance of a man.
And that Daniel said something very important there. I wonder if you caught it. He said that now, it came to pass when I, even Daniel, had seen the vision, right? And he didn't sit back and he said he saw for the meaning, right? I mean, Daniel was searching something out, right? He wasn't laying back, waiting for something to fall into his brain, right? Let's go to, Amen, Beeman. First to that Timothy right quick. He said, Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15, I believe I'm looking for. 1 Timothy, let me see which one I want there, because I don't see what I need there. It says 2 Timothy 2, 15. So say, Amen, Beeman, see you, Roy. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Let's see what Daniel was about here. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. So say this, Peter, and see you, Roy.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Study to show yourself approved.
But Daniel was in the book, right? Go ahead.
To show yourself approved unto Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
A man that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly divided in the word of truth.
So you got to put in some time in the word of Yahweh, right? So you got to study. So Daniel said, it says Daniel sought for the meaning, right, mother? Come back to that Daniel chapter 8. Let's pick it back up at that 15, mother. Daniel 8, verse 15, what do you say?
Daniel chapter 8, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
And it come to pass.
It came to pass. What came to pass, mother?
When I, Daniel,
mm-hmm.
had seen the vision and thought of the matter.
It's not for the meaning.
Then, behold, death stood before me as the appearance of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Uli,
mm-hmm.
which called and said,
what did he say?
Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision.
So Daniel was not just laying back waiting for something to go down, right? He was on the search for the meaning, right?
Right.
And he said, Gabriel, make this man understand, right?
Right.
Turn to the book of Luke, Mother D of Israel, Luke chapter 1. And let's look at a second witness concerning the matter. Speak of Luke chapter 1. Let's pick it up at verse number. Let's pick it up at verse number 13. Pick it up at verse number 11 through 13, and then we're going to read verse number 19, Mother D of Israel, of see you, Luke chapter 1, verse 11 through 13, and verse number 19.
Luke chapter 1, verse 11 through 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11. And there appeared unto him an angel of Yahweh, standing on the right side of the altar,
mm-hmm.
of incense. Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him.
So when this ministering spirit show up, you're going to have a response. It ain't going to be one of those happy responses, right? It's a little fear. And Zechariah was a little troubled, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 13, what did he say?
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
But the angel said unto him,
mm-hmm.
Fear not, Zechariah.
Fear not, Zechariah.
For your prayer is heard.
Mm-hmm.
And your wife, Elizabeth, shall bear you a son. And you shall call his name John.
Verse number 19, what do you say?
Verse 19.
What is Gabriel about, mother?
And the angel answered, said unto him,
and the angel.
I am Gabriel.
That standeth in the presence of Yahweh.
Good.
And am sent to speak unto you and to show you these glad tidings.
So he said, I'm Gabriel. And I stand in the presence of the mighty one, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sent to show you these glad tidings. But let's see that, that Daniel 8, mother, pick it up at 17 and 18. Let's see if Daniel had the same type of response to the minister's spirit as Gabriel had. Daniel chapter 8, verses 17 and 18, because the way they talk about this thing today is like it's a life thing. But you know, last night I was walking down the road and the minister's spirit and angel just walked with me and we talked a while. But let's see if Daniel, what type of experience did he have when Gabriel showed up? Daniel 8, verse 17 and 18, come up.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 17 and 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
So he came near where I stood.
Great.
And when he came, I was afraid.
So Daniel said, he came near where I stood, and when he came, I didn't get happy now. I was afraid, right?
And fell upon my face.
And that is where I got down on my bended knees. Is that right?
Right.
Go ahead, whatever.
But he said unto me,
what did he say?
Understand, O son of man.
Understand the son of man.
At the time of the end shall be division.
Now that's what Daniel, he sought for the men, right?
Yeah.
So you mean you gonna just sit back and wait, see if God was gonna send the minister of spirit your way, right? You gotta be busy, right? Verse 18.
Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face towards the ground, but he touched me and set me up on. Upright.
So when the minister spirit came upon Zachariah, he was troubled and a little fear came his way, right?
Yeah.
But Daniel, the seer, right, encountered minister spirit Gabriel, right? He was so touched that he fell on his face, right?
Yeah.
And he said, I was like a dead man. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened when, I don't know about you, but even if I can sense their presence, I get to write it. I don't want no encounter with you unless I got to say, you know, all right. Yahweh sent his mental spirit to teach you what you ought to say, right? Let's mention the book of Eva, Mother Eve. Let's see who's the mental spirit. Who is their main target? Because you know, everybody said that they touched by the Holy Ghost, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's see who is Yahweh's target for this understanding of his word. So in the book of Eva, chapter 1, 7 and verse 14, Mother Israel, see you, Roy. The book of Eva, chapter 1, 15 and 7, and verse number 14. Mother Israel, see you, Roy.
And I submit the spirit, he said, who maketh his angel spirit?
Make his angel spirit.
And his minister frame of fire.
Verse number 14.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Are they not all ministers, spirits sent forth to minister? Are them who shall be heirs of salvation?
So he said they are sent forth to minister to those that are heirs
salvation, right? What do it mean to be an heir of Moses? What is the definition of being an heir in the book of Genesis 15, verse number 4? What does it mean to be an heir, Mother Z Israel, Pharaoh? Genesis 15, verse number 4. What is the biblical definition to being an heir? Because we find out that the minister spirit is only sent to those that are heirs of salvation, right? The book of Genesis 15, verse 4. Mother Z Israel, Pharaoh.
Genesis chapter 15, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
And behold, the word of the Yahweh came unto him, saying, This shall not be their heir.
This shall not be your heir,
but he that shall come forth out of their own bowels shall be their heir.
So he said that, but he that come forth out of your own bowels, that shall be your heir. Let's run to the book of Romans. So David, Peter, and Pharaoh. Let's see if we can follow up on that page. Romans chapter 9, right quick. Run to the book of Romans, Sister Amy and Phoebe of the Royal. Romans chapter 9, let's pick up at verse number 7. So that's what I told Abraham, he that comes forth out of your bowels, that shall be your heir. Now let's take it a little step deeper. In the book of Romans chapter 9, 7, pick up at 7. We're going to read down to verse number 7 and 8. Let's see what we can get out of it. Romans 9, verse 7 and 8. This is A, B, C, B, and C, Royal.
Romans chapter 9, verse 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Neither because they are the seed of Abraham.
Neither because they are the seed of Abraham. Go ahead.
Are they all children?
Go ahead.
But in Isaac shall your seed be called.
Verse 8, what did he say?
They which are the children of the flesh.
They which
are the children of the flesh.
These are not
the children of
Yahuwah.
But the children of the promise are accounted for the seed.
So he said the children of the promise, right? Accounted for the seed. Let's see if we can pinpoint that statement. Mother D. F. Israel of Seed Royal. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. The book of the Israelites, chapter 9. Let's see if I can pull out a statement in the book of Hebrews. Make that chapter 6. Let's go on and get to the chase right quick. The book of the Israelites, chapter 6. And let's pick it up with the promise. And let's pick it up at verse number. Let's pick it up at verse number 13, Mother dear. 13 to 18. What's going on with that?
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13.
Yeah, 13 through 18. 13. Book of the Israelites, chapter 6, verse 13 through 18. Mother D of Israel, see you wrote.
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 reads.
What it reads?
Neither yield you your members as instruments of unrighteousness.
Where you at? Where you at?
Sin, but yield yourself.
Where you at? Where you at?
You say Hebrews chapter 5.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm in Romans.
All right, man. But the Israelites chapter 6. We'll look at 13 through 18. Let's look at the promise.
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 to 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13 reads.
What do we?
For when Yahweh made promise to Abraham.
So now, we're going to see when Yahweh made a promise to Abraham, what happened?
Because he could swear by no greater.
Mm-hmm.
He swore by himself.
Believe me now.
14. Saying, surely, blessing, I will bless you.
Uh-huh.
And multiply in and I will multiply you.
Verse number 15, what did he say?
15.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise.
Verse 16, come on.
Verse 16. For men truly swear by the greater. And oath for confirmation.
That's right.
Is to them an end of all strife.
So when you say, where the G.O.D. man, right? That is all the arguments, doesn't it? Read up.
17.
Uh-huh.
Wherein Yahweh willing more abundantly to show unto the heir of promise, the immutable of his counsel, confirming it by an oath.
So you were willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs, right, of the promise. The immutability of his counsel, right? Hold that point. Let's keep that. The counsel of Yahweh, mother. Especially the book of Proverbs. I believe I'm looking for 19. The book of Proverbs. Let me keep that. Verse number 19. Let's look at that. 20 and 21. Let's see about the counsel of the Most High Yahweh, mother, right quick. Book of Proverbs 19, 20 and 21. Mother Israel, see you, Roy. Let's see if we can check out the counsel of the Most High Yahweh, mother.
The book of Proverbs
19,
verse
20
and
21. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Give counsel and receive instruction.
Go ahead.
That thou mayest.
Verse 21, come on.
21. There are many divides in the man's mind. Nevertheless, the counsel of Yahweh is still same.
But the counsel of who?
Yahweh.
The counsel of Yahweh, when it's all said and done, right?
Right.
It's going to be the counsel of Yahweh. It's going to be his way or the lake of fire, right?
Right.
Is that what it's going to be? The book of the Israelites 6, verse number 17 and 18, Mother D of Israel is seeing Roy. The book, we're going back to the book of the Israelites, book of Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 17 and verse number 18, Mother D of Israel is seeing Roy.
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17 and 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Wherein Yahweh's willing more abundantly to show unto the heir of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirming it by an oath.
So he confirmed it by an oath. Verse 18.
Verse 18.
Uh-huh.
That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for Yahweh to lie.
So it's impossible for Yahweh to lie, right?
Yeah.
So he,
We might have a strong consolation. Who have fled for refuge to lay hope upon the hope set before us.
The only thing we are holding on right now is a little hope, right? Well, we hope Yahweh bring men to his kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all we got working with us now is a little hope. But how we are, what we got to do, mother, let's see if I just say right quick. Let's look at 2nd Exodus chapter 8. Mother Z is ready to see Roy. 2nd Exodus chapter 8. And let's see that verse number 1. 2nd Exodus 8, verse 1. We want to read 1 through 4. Mother Z is ready to see Roy. But the 2nd Exodus chapter 8. Verse number 1 through 4. So we all we got going on right now is a little hope, right? But let's keep that 2nd Exodus chapter 8. Verse number 1 through 4. Let's see what's going on with this day. The question was on the table about salvation, right? So let's see if we can throw a little couple of scriptures on the subject matter right quick. 2nd Exodus chapter 8. Pick it up at verse number 1. Mother Z, Israel, see you, right?
2nd Ezra, chapter 8,
verse 1 through 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered me, saying,
what do you say?
The Most High has made this world for many.
The Most High made this world for many, right? Mm-hmm. But?
But the world to come for a few.
But the world to come is for who? How many?
A few.
Only a few, right?
Right.
Verse number 2. Come on.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
I will tell you a similitude, Ezra.
Yahweh said, I'm going to tell you a similitude. I'm going to put something before your eyes that you can recognize, right? Go ahead, read out.
As
when?
Ezra, as when you dust.
When you access the earth.
When you access the earth, it shall say unto you that it gives much
mold.
Earthen vessels. Earthen vessels are made with little dust.
Mm-hmm.
That
gold cometh up.
Even so is the country.
Even so is the course
of this present world.
Verse number 3. What do you say?
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
There be many created, but few shall be saved.
So Yahweh said that there'll be many that be created, but few is gonna really get into the kingdom of Yahweh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to the book of Hebrews.
You didn't want to go?
We could go, mother. The book of Hebrews. The book of the Israelites, chapter 11. So say amen, speak. Let's see that 8 and verse number 9. So he said there'll be many created, but few is going to be saved. And we know, according to the book of Matthew 24, verse number 13 and 14, right, that you got to endure to the end. You got to endure to the thing is all over with, or you is all over with, right? The book of Israelites, you have verse 8 and verse number 9. So say amen, speak, and see you, Roy.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
By faith, Abraham, when he was called to do to go out into the place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed and he went out, not knowing whither he went.
So the key word here is that Abraham did what?
Okay.
Abraham obeyed. Verse number 9, come on.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise.
Wait.
And in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacle.
Dwelling in tents.
And tents with Isaac and Israel.
Isaac and Israel. Who are Isaac and Israel?
The heirs with him in the same promise.
So you got to come to the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, right? Promise, right? And the promise is land and eternal life, right? But let's see that a few things that we're going to be out. Because we know they got this great day on the horizon, right? That they call NW, right? NW, how do you spell it? N-E-W-Y. Let's see if that, according to the scriptures, Mother Eve. Let's turn to the book of Genesis right quick. Make that answer to 12, verse number 1 and 2. Let's see if they on point with what the world got going on. Exodus chapter 12, verse number 1 and 2. Mother Eve is rather see you right. Exodus 12, verse number 1 and verse number 2. Verse number 1 and verse number 2. Let's see what Yahweh, how Yahweh called this thing, but Exodus chapter 12, verse number 1 and verse number 2.
Shall you walk in their order?
So we ain't got no business following go to Exodus chapter 34 right quick. And we're going to slow this one down and we get back at it on the bottom part of Yahuwah's Sabbath day. But see how Yahuwah laid it down to Moses' mother in the book of Exodus chapter 34, verse number 27. What did he say?
Well, at least I want to go for most.